friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
Phantom Nessa.
Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black.
Jay Snog coming at you.
Coming at you like Cleopatra.
It's Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
It was super awesome.
It was super awesome. It was a great fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
That was so exciting.
You know, it was like, hey, how do you top last year's Super Bowl? I mean, that was pretty fucking exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was better because of just the thing that happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year was good. I would say this year was better because it was competitive the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, last year was great because of the comeback, but if the comeback wouldn't have happened, then it would have just been a, you know,
another fucking Super Bowl blowout.
Yeah.
But as a Patriots fan, that football fan, this game absolutely was better. Patriots fan, last year, for more than one reason, obviously. Even though they lost, like, I don't feel bad about it at all. And, like, if you feel bad that the Patriots lost, you need to fucking get a reality check.
You still
check.
Got those five other wins.
I'm saying you need a reality
yourself.
Check, family, because so, it ain't that bad.
Yeah, you guys still got a fist, literal a handful of rings.
But congratulations to the Eagles for taking that Super Bowl.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Shit. What was the score? It was at this point where we screwed up the score big time. The score was actually 41-33. That was the final. Post-production's the shit.
Very enjoyable game. Good storylines. I mean, Nick Foles, the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl as starting as a backup since...
since forever ago.
Well, since Tom Brady.
Oh, so, forever ago.
Yeah, but
God
with the
damn,
Drew
17
Bledsoe,
years?
Yeah, something like that.
Some
but
shit.
that first Super Bowl win. So
fucking Drew Bledsoe got injured. That's all he did was got injured.
Yep.
And we got the greatest quarterback ever. To
but
play
the
game. The
Eagles should feel good because they've got Carson Wentz waiting to come in next year.
Right.
Like they literally can just. They literally can only get better right now.
Absolutely. No, they're fucking... those guys are going to be quite the competitors for a few years to come.
So who's going to overpay for Nick Foles next season?
Ah, shit. I don't know. Nick Foles got hot at the right time because Nick Foles has a history of being average in the Super Bowl. And, like, you can go back a few episodes. The Super Bowl was always about who's playing the hottest at that point. It doesn't matter. You know, and Nick Foles turned it on those last three games. He got his ass kicked two games before that. Last three games in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he
beast.
Yeah, I mean
beast in it.
He destroyed. You know, Minnesota, and he went toe for toe with Brady, and Brady had a great fucking
Absolutely.
Game tonight.
That's what I mean. Like this is one of the, for the ages.
Like, okay, yes, I did a little dance. I celebrated when the
fucking asshole.
I hate me.
Oh, you heard me?
I'm drinking the Haterade. I'm loving it. I'm soaking in it like Doug Jones. I'm like, oh, pour it on me.
Pour it on.
Pour on the Haterade.
Pour it on me.
Because Lord knows I hates me some Tom Brady. So it was very satisfying. But there was also a part of me that was like, if Tom Brady does this, if he pulls off this win, then, you know, it's just this is everything football is about, you know. And it was like literally until that clock hit zero and I saw that football hit the ground, I was like, they can win.
Yeah,
you know. And that's
yeah,
what more could you want from a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. If you are mad at that Super Bowl, you are not a genuine football fan. And again, you need to check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself, because that was going down. I don't give a fuck, bro. That is like,
yeah, it was.
That's
exciting.
One of the best losses I've ever seen in my life.
It was exciting to the literally till the end.
For because like, oh shit, Gronk caught it. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
it's over.
And you know.
That was it.
Oh my God. So I was listening to some radio when I was coming over, when I was driving over here. And one of them, they were like, yeah, that game had it all. And one of the commentators was like, yeah, it had running and catching and passing. And I was like, that's literally every football game, buddy.
The only thing that game didn't have was defense until the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, but the defense when it mattered, man.
That was quite the shootout.
Yeah, but it's like, that's what you want, right? You want to see see that kind of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Come on. There, we had two different trick plays where the quarterback tried to catch the ball. I mean, yes. Wasn't I saying last week, more trick plays?
More trick plays. They listen to us. Everyone listens to the Minority Sports Report, even the Patriots.
Doug Jones and Bill Belichick are like,
they're like, yeah, let's do what these guys said.
Hit the subscribe
More
button.
Trick plays. But yeah, I was just like, Tom went for the flashy play. He's not a receiver. He should have turned around and caught the ball with his chest like fucking Nick Foles did. Because Nick Foles ain't a goddamn receiver. He turned the fuck around and was like, I'm catching the fuck out of this ball. And then he caught the fuck out that ball.
He is the first quarterback in history to catch and throw a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
Congratulations, Nick Foles. You definitely deserve it because that motherfucker has been on quite the journey.
He's the Super Bowl MVP might be a backup QB next season.
Right.
Like, that's crazy to think about.
Right. But congratulations
again. Yeah, Nick Foles, I mean, like, all the power to you. Congratulations, man. I didn't believe in you.
I certainly didn't. Fuck no.
I
still don't believe
I literally told somebody today, I was like, come on, man. It's Nick Foles. Like, at some point, he's going to break. And to his credit, he proved me really wrong, and he played the game of his life.
Honestly, like, that's what happens. Like, I was thinking to myself, and I was like, these are both the number one seeds out of their respective conferences. And it showed.
Yo, yeah, definitely.
It was like the defense, like the offensive lines and the defensive line nulled each other out, and it was just like, hey, who's going to catch more balls faster? Because that's really what it was.
It was gonna I mean, oh, and there was fucking just like crazy. There was drama with like the missed field goals.
Oh,
and
my god.
Oh man, laces out
so many things. My god.
Oh, I love Gus Gutkowski trying to save it. He almost got it in too. I was like, oh shit,
I know, it bounced off the fucking upright, dude. I was like, damn. That was pretty insane.
Yeah, that was great. And
it was a great game. It was a great fucking game.
The Eagles keep going for two because they have to.
Yeah, not converting.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, that's, what more could you want from a Super Bowl?
A Patriots win, goddammit.
Yeah, but...
Well, fuck you. Get out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
If we're going down that road, then, it's just like... opinion. Justin Timberlake's
meh.
Yeah, very underwhelming. Very underwhelming.
Meh.
Like,
the best part was fucking Prince.
Oh yeah, the best part. The best part wasn't even Prince. It was that they like lit up the city of Minneapolis.
That shit was dope.
That
as fuck.
Was really cool.
That
like,
was fucking dope. Yeah,
with
that
the,
portion
with,
was fucking
with
sick.
With the stadium as the center of his symbol, and then it and
that
then,
was so beautiful.
Yeah, that was really cool, and that was way to go, Minneapolis, Minnesota for doing that. That was really cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, I don't. I mean, you maybe noticed this, but was like, there's something wrong with his mic, or why was he so quiet when he was singing?
Maybe that was, I have surround sound, so I didn't have that problem. I could tell when he was actually singing and when he wasn't singing.
Cause that's what I was like. I was like, oh, maybe it's cause he's actually singing. He's not lip syncing that like, it's just not like mixing right. Cause like for me on my, like, in my work TV,
yeah,
it was just like he sounded super soft compared to everything else.
Yeah, no, everything else was loud as fuck though, because I also noticed that, and I was like, those people on the field were not playing horns, by the way.
Really?
I don't think they were. Yeah, because I was just like, I was looking at their hands, and I was like, I played saxophone, and I was like, they're not breathing normally. Like, I don't know.
They were dancing a lot.
I don't know. There could have been some real people in there, but
I also thought,
prove me
like,
wrong.
I don't know. He's like,
prove me wrong, please.
Yeah. His costume was like, I don't know, like communist chic almost. Like workers' paradise. Like, I was like, what are you wearing? It looks like a potato sack. Like,
fucking, I'll tell you what.
With Jordans.
There's only one person that can make walking up the stairs look cool as fuck. And that's goddamn Justin Timberlake.
Okay, that was cool.
Because that shit was dope.
And it was cool that he like, took a picture with that super awkward kid.
Yeah, that kid didn't know what the fuck. I was cracking up. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh. That was so awkward. Oh, my God. Justin Timberlake sitting right there. Oh, my God. My phone's not working. Now all my friends are calling me, and I don't know what to do.
That's just fucking,
yeah, that,
fucking
that was
hilarious.
But, like, for the most part, I was just like, They brought out a bunch of mirrors for mirror, like.
Yeah, that was kind of lame. What? I was like, only when they pulled out and they had that wide, super wide shot of the whole field, and you can see that shit looked kind of cool. It looked like a disco ball, really.
Yeah, but still, but I mean, like.
The best part was the lasers when he was in the club.
Yeah, no.
Like, when he was in that, like, underground area.
Yeah, that was super weird, too. I was like, are they going to do the whole show from down here?
That's what I thought. And then he walked up those stairs, and I was like, God damn it, there's only one person on the plane that can do that shit.
Yeah, he did.
And then he walked into the stands and did it twice. I almost had a heart attack. And it wasn't because it was a good show. I was just like, damn, that nigga's smooth.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He should have bought out Janet, though.
I don't know. There's a lot of things he should have done. I don't know. It's just like the Prince stuff was like weird where I was like, I get it, but I'm also like, were you and Prince like close, or?
I mean, you have to get the his estate's permission to use any of his shit.
Yeah, no, and
so,
I mean, they're obviously down with it, but it's still, and that's not what I'm worried.
Like, I know. So I'm like,
seemed like super shoehorned in.
There
I don't know.
Obviously is some kind of, credibility.
Yeah, I don't. And I get why they did it and everything.
I honestly
don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Have Prince's backing band come out instead and like do a song, like a little Prince medley like that. I think that would have been better. But that's just I don't know. That's my opinion.
I knew he was gonna do some Prince shit.
Well, yeah, because they were talking about the hologram stuff yesterday.
See, yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, there were rumors that it was going to be a hologram, and his estate was like, Prince specifically put it in his will not to have holograms because he's like, you know.
Keep hitting his mic. Yeah.
He's like a weird Jehovah's Witness, or he was.
Ooh.
A weird Jehovah's Witness.
Do not replicate my body in the 3D form.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
2D is fine.
That was basically it. They were like, videos are fine.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I don't know. There was some like. Reason Prince really didn't want to use holograms. It was like beyond just like they're tacky.
Yeah, but that shit was I really did think that halftime. I mean, I genuinely love Justin Timberlake as a performer. I think he's an amazing artist. I think he does dope shit.
Yeah, but it was just like it was underwhelming. I don't know.
Yeah, it was not. To me, it was not the...
I was expecting more. I was expecting more from Justin Timberlake and more of a spectacle, and it was more just kind of like, here's like roughly what I'm going to do on tour kind of thing.
So yeah, that's fucking amazing that you said that, because I was going to say it was a technical wonder because there were so many different sets that they ran through. That shit was crazy. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't, I don't know.
It's Justin Timberlake. So
it wasn't Prince in the Rain.
Oh, duh. And I was, as soon as they showed that piano, I was like, okay, they're gonna turn it purple, and then that whole shit happened, and it did happen, and I was like, ah, it's like nothing will ever beat Prince in the Rain.
Yeah,
like if you have not seen that, Google it, YouTube it, Prince halftime Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's
show.
The best it's, ever.
His halftime performance is the best Super Bowl performance ever.
Yeah, and I would have said that before he died too.
Absolutely, and like, then Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's was really good.
Whitney Houston had a dope one. Like, they're all from, like, the mid-90s, though. And I don't know if that's because I'm, like, that's the music we grew up on. You know, and, like...
Whitney Houston did a halftime show? Yeah. I thought she just did the National Anthem.
Oh, she did just... Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, the National Anthem during Desert Storm. That's, like...
That's what it was.
That was her thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I was young, and I'm just trying to remember.
No, there were a bunch of, like...
Diana Ross did one, right?
I missed, like, the terrible ones. I remember there was an Indiana Jones-themed one.
What?
Yeah. yeah, and then, like, basically it was Indiana Jones trying to get the Lombardi trophy from... And then, like, a bunch of stunts and shit were happening. But it wasn't Harrison Ford.
Wow.
It was just some dude who kind of looked like Harrison Ford.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Let's hop on that train.
Yeah, it, like I'm sure I hope it exists. I hope it's not like a Mandela effect thing. Where everyone's like, that never happened, Julian.
What?
Where I have very specific memories of like Indy reaching for the Lombardi trophy.
Oh man. Fucking what was I don't know if you saw the no commercial commercial.
No. Which one was that one?
It was like 30 seconds. It was just, I don't even know how long it was. It was just, they were like, all right, you know, whatever. It went to commercial and it was just a black screen. It was just black.
Oh!
There was no ad or nothing. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Did someone just get fired?
Oh, no. That I switched over. I was on the satellite, and I switched over to the antenna because I thought there was something wrong, and it started the football game.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that was some weird. So I was like, somebody got fired. Yeah. No. Oh, man. Yeah. I wonder how many people did what I did.
No, it was just fucking blank. And then I was like, to Jess, I was like, oh shit, somebody's losing their job. How many millions are they losing right now if this is a technical fuck up? Someone's getting fired, you know? And then it like came right back into the game. I was like, what the fuck? Of all my years of watching TV, they rarely fuck up because they want us slaves to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, what are you doing?
So it wasn't like there was...
I don't know. You know what? I should Google it. I should look it up right effing now.
Yeah, that's so weird because I thought there was something wrong with like the satellite because I just went over to the TV and the game was on. And I thought you were going to say like it was just black and then at the very end it's like, here's just some moment of peace during the Super Bowl, you know, from so-and-so or whatever. And that's how you knew it was an ad. I think Tide won the night if it comes to ads.
Oh, absolutely. Tide definitely. I was going to bring that up. They fucking murdered that shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Tide, because every commercial you were like, is this a Tide ad?
It was so good. The fucking, Old Spice, Mr. Clean shit.
The Mr. Clean one. The Mr. Clean with his dad bod dancing. And I was just like, well, that's for every Stranger Things fan out there.
That was so fucking good, man.
Yeah, no, Tide. And it's just interesting, too, because I wonder what they had to do to get, like, you know, because those... You know, you think Old Spice gave them any money or, you know, you think Mr. Clean or you think they're all owned by the same company? Owned by the same company.
I don't know. That's true. That might be true.
Yeah, they're probably owned by like giant corporation.
Fucking Johnson & Johnson or fucking 3M or some shit like
some
that.
Some shit like that. That wouldn't surprise
DuPont.
Me. Yeah, maybe it's, DuPont.
Yeah. Yeah. We know things. Y'all should know things too.
There's like 8 companies that own everything.
Right? It's fucking awful. The illusion is hard and it's real.
Tide won the night, definitely, in terms of commercials.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Nice to see. Did you see the Dilly Dilly?
Which one?
The one that, like, the arc they had where they fight the people with the knight and everything. There were like 3 of them.
I saw, because I had stepped away to make something to eat, and then I like used the bathroom. I think the last one I saw was when he. I think the only one that I saw was when he like held the sword up in the air, and it's just like this blue fucking orb wave just killed the fucking everybody on the field. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there was another one where there's like a Bud Light knight, and he like goes to a store and picks up some Bud Light, and they're like, "You're gonna fight with us?" He's like, "No, I'm just here for Bud Light." But yeah, it was. I hope this is the end. Oh, so
yeah, I hope it's the end too because that shit was whack. All right, so it says no, that was not just your TV. I'm not gonna read the rest of this because
commercial break. It was
cool.
Funny.
Julian's gonna read that, and I'm gonna talk about another commercial that I thought was pretty cool. Nothing. I thought they were pretty lame. Most of the commercials. Officially the launch of that Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman commercial. That shit was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I forgot about that one.
That shit was like, because I saw that, my boy had shown me that shit at work a few days ago, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, some new commercial. I was like, oh, this shit is dope.
Yeah.
That shit was dope, because I fucking love Busta Rhymes. I tolerate Peter Dinklage. I love Morgan Freeman. And I love Missy. So it's just like really almost four of like things that I love. Doritos are cool. Mountain Dews are cool too. So it's like, fuck it. Let's have a party in my brain.
We got some Mountain Dew ice. Hello! at Moon Liquor if you're looking for it.
Yeah, get that at that Moon Liquor. Fortin. right off the highway.
I thought that was good. I was like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. Another company that owns everything, Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did they say here? It was just an equipment failure?
Yeah, it was just equipment failure, but they said it didn't cost them anything. So God knows if that's true or not.
Yeah, we'll find out in the next few days.
But yeah, so apparently there was, it wasn't just you. There was like a 30-second blackout.
Yeah, that shit, it was 30 seconds. That's what I thought. I was like, yo, it felt like 30 seconds. Me and Jess were just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? This is crazy.
But yeah, NBC is denying that it cost them anything. No game footage was lost and no commercials were cut.
I mean, it went to commercial and then it came right back in like there was no, like there was a missing commercial. Like, I don't know, man. There's something behind it.
Well,
there's something behind it.
At the very least, some company is going to make a lot of money because that's a breach of contract. So
if there's something
but
genuinely going on,
they might have just. They might be right, and it didn't cost them anything.
How about this? RPO. When the fuck? I hate that already.
RPO. The RPO.
They started, it's called the run pass option.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. They started.
Yeah, they started calling it the RPO. Oh, that shit just irked the fuck out of me. I'm like, why?
This is the first game I've listened to Collinsworth and Michaels like the whole time and didn't like, watch the game on mute. And I just like,
it's
I forgot
so
how
bad
like Chris Collinsworth is.
It's
like
so bad.
He was wrong in every one of his opinions tonight.
Yeah, he's no good.
He was like, oh, I know this is going to happen or this is going to be overturned. And it was just the
exact opposite. Yeah, he was no good.
But yeah, it's just what next year I think Fox has got it. So we got Eggman and Buck will do it next year.
Eggman and Buck.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yo, I talked to our on-site wherever he feels like being correspondent. Skame hit him up right after the Super Bowl. So we about to take a listen to that. Check it out. Yo, what up, everybody? Got Skame on the motherfucking phone right after the Super Bowl.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, everybody? This is...
What's going on?
Oh! Oh! What a game.
Yeah, it was a great fucking game, but it was a little heartbreaking.
Oh! What a game. I will say this.
Yeah.
And I've already said this during the podcast because I'm thinking about the future, even though we're recording this before me and Jason get in the studio. The Patriots always put on a goddamn good Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Hell yeah, they do. They do. That was like a real entertaining game, real back and forth. I was surprised at how many points they put up. I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to be a score in the 20s for both teams.
Yeah, for real. That shit was, it was a lot of points.
A lot of yardage. That shit was crazy. Set a new record.
I know. And I was saying that to Jess as I was watching it. I was like, this is going to be probably one of the highest scoring games ever, or if not highest scoring, the most yards ever. But it was good shit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Senor, what kind of news do you have for us today?
Not much. I got some NHL news. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool. NHL, let's do it.
Yeah, so as you know, Bruins are my favorite team, so that's who I follow the most. And they've been on a nice little roll. Probably one of the, I would say, top three teams in the league right now. Shit. They got some of the best players playing right now. Brad Marchand, even like suspended. It's going to come back. Still top of the league. Patrice Bergeron's been playing crazy good. Zdeno Chara is playing like he's fucking in his early 30s again.
Damn, that's what's good.
And they got this young dude, Charlie McAvoy, on defense. He's a beast. He's like the future defenseman of the team. And of course, Tuca's playing incredible. So they're on a nice little run. But it's still going to be tough coming out of the East because they still got to get through Tampa and or possibly, depending on how it works out, Washington. So it's going to be tough coming out of the Eastern Conference.
I have faith in everything Boston.
Yeah, it's kind of our last hope right now.
Even after the Super Bowl loss, that's your last hope. I got the motherfucking Boston Uprising via Overwatch League. Those niggas are
that's true.
Point,
that's
family.
True. They're on a roll, too.
They're kicking ass.
Yeah, I haven't been watching much, but I've been checking the, seeing the stats and stuff that you've been posting. I've been trying to watch some of the clips, but I haven't sat down and watched a full event in a while.
Yeah, they're pretty good, man. Me and my boys officially started implementing strategies that we've picked up in Overwatch League. And we were already pretty good because, you know, we're not professionals, but we're fucking better than your average player. And man, we were just wrecking shit. I was like, whoa, gotta record this, share it to my Xbox, bloop bloop, 4K video, blah bloop, bada bing.
Sweating that 4K.
Oh, you gotta, bro. It's no, amazing.
Definitely. I know I would.
But yeah, we do have hockey, not NHL hockey, the Olympics will be starting up soon here. We've got women's hockey
weeks,
and men's hockey.
I believe it was the men's with the 14th, and I think the women start the 10th, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so got some Olympic hockey to look forward to. And it's not as physical as NHL hockey, but it's still fun to watch because it's real fast.
I can't wait for fucking curling. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to watch. I always like watching, like, snowboarding and shit like that, too, so that's cool.
Yeah, Winter Olympics, we're going to have a lot of shit to talk about in between the next football game of next season. Oh, goddammit.
Yeah. Don't forget, we got NASCAR 2 weeks away, too.
Oh, I did forget. Word, NASCAR.
Yep.
We got a lot of shit. We got the Masters coming up. We got golf. We got NASCAR. Obviously, we're doing eSports.
Indy 500's coming up. After Daytona, I think.
Yeah, so we got a lot of shit to talk about. We got
definitely.
We got a some shit for those ears. Yeah, there was a UFC fight, I believe, this weekend.
I was at work. Off my radar.
I had to work the whole fucking weekend, except for today.
I just didn't even know this was happening. I mean, UFC put on so many events; it's hard to keep track.
Word.
But I mean, it's been pretty consistent the last few months, and this one was just off my radar. But apparently, Lyoto Machida fought last night and won.
Niggas whipping ass.
Yep. Haven't seen much of him lately. I mean, he's been kind of on the losing end.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks like he came back and beat Eric Anders.
Well, good for him because he was getting his ass whipped for a minute. I mean, not getting his ass whipped, but he's taking L's. You know, just like our beloved Patriots taking L's.
Yep.
But hey.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Still the best team ever assembled in football history, so I'm gravy. We're kind of just stretching it now. We don't really have that much news with this game. Niggas is tired. Yep. About to hit that fucking pay sack. I mean, this ain't the 1600s, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah, some people got 9-to-5s.
Word.
Well, 8-to-4s. Same
9-to-5s, and you're like 2 hours ahead of me, so I'm fucking lively.
Yeah.
Word.
A little after, coming up on 11 over here on the East Coast, so.
OMFG. You gave them a time reference?
I will ask them to bed.
See you guys, this is how much we love you. He's up at 11 p.m. recording this 10-minute segment. It's not even going to be 10 minutes. We love y'all. Because we want y'all to have some fresh shit for those ears.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, gotta get it in there.
Get it in there. But yeah, dog, appreciate you, my man. We will hit you up next week. There's no more football. So this is when the Minority Sports Report really becomes the Minority Sports Report next week.
Yeah, and next week I won't be distracted by the Super Bowl, so I'll be more prepared next week.
Oh, you're good, brother. This is a fucking straight-up Super Bowl episode, so... Hey,
I figured that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, I might talk about some Overwatch later, but I mean, I pretty much said what I had to say about it for now.
Make sure you and Julian talk about that no catch rule.
Oh, please. That's definitely in there.
Yeah, that's been a consistent factor all through the season, so that needs some talking.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, once we end this call, I'm going to transition into that talk with Julian. So thank you for that segue, my nigga. Follow Skame.
No problem, bro.
On the internets, everywhere. He's at Skame44 on internet, on Twitter, at Nemesis yep. Supreme 4, oh, excuse me, Nemesis underscore
Supreme44
on the Instagrams. And yeah, nigga, just word. I appreciate you, dog. But now me and Jay Snog are going to talk about that motherfucking catch rule, because a couple weeks ago, that was not a fucking touchdown in fucking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. They got to figure that shit out.
Word. Appreciate you, my nigga. You have a great night. We'll holler at you.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
So, yeah. I told y'all we going to keep talking about that. So, a couple weeks ago, that was a fucking catch. I mean, not a catch.
Yeah, that was definitely Pittsburgh. Not a catch in Pittsburgh.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's why the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
And that's why they've lost the Super Bowl, theoretically.
Yeah.
What has to happen is the league has to simplify the catch rule. It has to be something very simple.
Yeah.
And, no matter what happens, once the ball if the ball is in hand and it crosses the plane of the football or of the, you know,
the goal line. Yeah.
God. then, you know, that is a touchdown, regardless of whatever happens next. You know, just make it like that. You know, as soon as you get it past that line, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, because that shit is, it's weird, man. So the ruling is, so like if you're going into the end zone, if you're ruled as a receiver,
You have to control the ball through
the ground, which means you have to maintain possession. Even if the ball hits the ground, the ball can't hit the ground. Otherwise, it's an incomplete pass. However, if you're ruled as a runner, the ball
becomes dead once it crosses the line, no matter what.
Yeah. So you can hit. It's so stupid.
In the case of Jesse James, he was ruled not a runner. He was a receiver. And so he did not control the ball through the catch. In the case of Ernst, it was Ernst?
I believe it was.
Yeah, Zach Ernst. He was deemed a runner. So as soon as the ball crossed the plane of the goal line, it was a touchdown. And didn't matter that it hit the ground and he lost control of it at the end. And it's just two different weeks, two different catches. And that time I was with Collinsworth and Michaels when they were like, this is going to be ruled an incomplete. And
yeah.
This is gonna call back.
Just because of what
happened.
Yeah. Cause
I was like, you know, and I was like, yeah, that's last, you know, 2 weeks ago, that wasn't a catch. So it's not going to be a catch this time. This week it was. So clearly the NFL needs to simplify what and what is not a catch. It's been
seriously
a point this season too often.
Yeah.
To the point where I don't know what a fucking catch in the NFL is anymore.
Nope. In prime time too. Like that's the shitty part about it. It's not happening during like, you know, nobody games, which, you know, every team is not, that's, you know, that's not really fair to say, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, these are prime time games. These are, you know, and this is a Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people being like, what? And you're going to have, you know, bitter fans pointing to those two controversial catches.
Oh, for sure. And I'm not one of those. I'm bitter because what the fuck is, it has nothing to do with the Patriots loss for me. It has everything to do with football rules.
It's just
it's so fucking stupid.
It's stupid. And
it's so stupid.
The fact that, you know, you and I who have watched football for the better part of our lives.
Yeah, man, it's fucking crazy.
Now completely unsure as to what is a catch and what isn't a catch in the NFL.
I know, that's
should
fucked
say
up to
something.
Think about.
Like it's just like every time I'm just like, I don't know. People are like, is that a catch? And I'm just like, I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Because sometimes I'm like, that's a fucking catch.
Absolutely. And
then
like,
other times
nope.
I'm like, no way. And it is.
Yeah, that's
so. So I don't know. And I'm not a ref, and I'm not like, this isn't my livelihood, and not, like, have pressure about getting shit right. So I can't imagine what the refs must fucking feel like, you know?
For real, man. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I thought it was just precedent was set in a big time game already, you know?
But yeah, I mean,
but
he was ruled a runner. The other time he wasn't ruled a runner.
Yeah, it's so weird, man. Oh, it's so...
But yeah, it's
fix that shit.
Yeah, fix it. Fix it, Roger Goodell.
Fix that shit ASAP.
And head of the rules committee. I don't know who you are.
Person you.
Dean Spanos, maybe. Ooh, I don't know.
You fix it right now. I'm about to get Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
With some fucking Ultimate Warrior up in this bitch.
But otherwise, it was a good Super Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. It was fantastic. It was great.
I'm interested to see what the ratings are going to be this year. Just because, you know, there's been a lot of controversy with the NFL this year, and ratings have been down. But granted, the only there's been two people I know who watched football who did not watch football this year for various reasons.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, the people who are like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl, you say that every year.
Yeah.
So they're not missing any out on you for the most part. But yeah, I'm just interested to see what the ratings are, because it was a really good game. I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, it was a shootout. And,
oh, absolutely. It was fucking great.
They kept pace with each other. There were exciting plays back and forth from both teams, you know, relatively penalty free.
Yeah, yeah. They let them play. And it was like, honestly, like it really was getting back to it was the number one seed from both sides. Like, it was really clean football. It really was. And when there were penalties, I think they were called fairly. Like, I really do.
Yeah, they were. It was mostly really, you know, they were innocuous. They were only holding penalties.
Right. But they were clearly holding penalties. Yeah. You know, and it wasn't like some ticky tacky bullshit. And that's what I appreciate on the ref's part. Except for that catch. Because fuck y'all, man. I'm so mad. I'm really not, though.
He's furious. He broke a bunch of stuff you're going to see on YouTube tomorrow. Patriot fan destroys 4K TV in rage.
Fuck that noise.
He was like, I hate you, Tom Brady. He destroyed his 4K TV. It was horrible.
Horrible.
Because why would you do that?
No, because I never understood people that break their own things.
I don't get it either. Maybe they figure it. My guess is a lot of them are going to get like a new one, and then they want to be viral, so they do it. But
yeah.
Or maybe they're just very mentally unstable.
That could be it too. If you are, please seek help.
Yeah. Please. I mean, like, seriously.
We're not even joking.
Like, you shouldn't break things because a team that you don't play for, or
a team that gives you nothing,
yeah,
other than
some entertainment,
bragging rights and entertainment,
yeah, like, it's totally fine to be great, you know, to love your team, be excited about your team, but like,
for show,
once you start destroying things or hurting people for your team,
no,
maybe check out what you're doing.
Check it out. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That said, we'll wake up to two headlines of Philly is no more.
Oh, they're probably going fucking crazy.
Oh,
in
man,
Philly.
I already saw a video of a woman running naked with an eagle mask on.
Oh, man, they're going to go fucking nuts. Ugh, like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, those fucking Eagles fans. This
classiest fans in the world. Classiest Very. Fans in the world.
Now. Yeah, Ray Lewis.
You think they're gonna bring up how he murdered a guy?
Of course not. I mean, he didn't kneel. Come on.
He didn't kneel during the anthem. That's
Come
very
on,
true.
He's in there,
He's
dog.
Just a murderer.
Allegedly.
Alleged murderer.
Accomplice. Or something like that.
Yeah. Facilitator? I don't know. He held a guy down while another guy stabbed him.
Some shit like that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ray Lewis. Hooray.
What an inspiration. But seriously, T.O. should have been in the Hall of Fame like 3 or 4 years ago.
Absolutely. He should have been in first round.
Yeah, but, you know, he had fun while he played, and he talked back to people. So
I know.
You know, he can't get in on the first ballot.
God, imagine if he knelt. Whew. God damn. Randy Moss, obviously, first ballot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Good for Randy Moss. I like Randy Moss.
Randy Moss was shitting on people for a minute. For a minute. Yeah. Oh, God. I feel so old, though.
Yeah, because he was like...
Fuck.
We remember him in his prime.
14 years ago, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. He played
GoldenEye
for 14...
came out 20 years ago.
He played for 14 years. What do you have to wait? 5 years?
Yeah.
To get eligible? So that's what, fucking 19 years ago he played?
Yeah. Well, he started 19 years
ago. Yes, I know. Yeah, sorry. Fuck. Yeah, GoldenEye. That's crazy.
Yeah. That was...
That is wild. Brian Urlacher's in the Hall of Fame.
Brian Urlacher's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, he was a beast for... He stayed way too long.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Because I
started really like paying attention when he like was on his downfall.
God, I keep hitting this microphone.
2000, yeah.
Because yeah, he was a beast, but then he dropped off real hard, and the Bears sucked anyways for the longest time.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because during the last few years, the Bears were so bad that I was just like, why is Brian Dawkins good for him?
Yeah, safeties, bro. Come on. Like, these niggas never get in, bro.
And the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so hey. And Robert Brazele.
I don't know who that is because I'm too young. Yep. I don't go back that far.
He was a Houston Oiler.
Yeah, that's how old that's now. Houston Oiler, for real. Jerry Kramer.
Who they don't even have a picture of. We're looking at a website right now, and yeah, they don't have him. They just have him in a.
He was
Packers
an NFL champion on 5 occasions, and went to win both Super Bowl 1 and 2 with the Packers.
Nice,
holy shit!
Oh, so
he's like an old school
guard.
God damn, originator. Well, good for you, man. I'm glad
he was a kicker
while you were alive. Let's see.
No guard.
Yeah. Oh man, good for you, dude. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
He's like a GM, this dude? Bobby Beathard. General manager.
Yeah, Bobby Beathard.
Yeah, the 72 Dolphins. He's the guy. He's the reason why it happened. He's the reason why.
Bobby Beathard. That's a weird last name. Beathard.
Beathard. Beathard. Beathard. Beathard.
That'd be like brain think.
Another Boston team did win, though. Overwatch League is the shit. It's so fucking dope.
Boston Uprising.
Boston has been on a fucking roll, beating
two. Are they uprising those ranks?
They are up in the ranks, rising. They are now firmly within the wild card for the playoffs.
Oh, we're already in the playoff hunt?
I mean, there's like 100 games.
Yeah, I was going to say, their season seems really long.
Oh, so. The season's... Their game.
There are phases, right?
Stages and shit.
There's one of the teams suspended somebody.
Yeah, this is what happened a while ago. He said some like homophobic shit or something like that.
Oh,
I don't remember what happened.
Can't do that.
Nope. But it was like on like while they were live streaming.
Oh.
And like they're like, nope. See you later, dude. So he got suspended and fined because they're treating this like real
like real sports.
Because it is.
Oh man, Dallas Fuel is so bad.
Dallas feels bad. The fucking Shanghai Dragons are awful. They still haven't won a game. It's pretty, pretty bad.
Are they all Chinese?
I'm assuming they are. We can find out here real quick. That's why I was going to look at the standings. Boston is 5th out of 12 now, and they were sitting at like 10.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're coming up. They're 5-3. They beat the Los Angeles Valiant, which is an all-Korean team. Smash those dudes. They smashed the Los Angeles Gladiators.
The Los Angeles Valiant, man. That makes sense. A lot of Koreans in LA.
No, wait. They're not an all-Korean team. I'm sorry. They're mostly Korean team. But they were fucking... They were, for a minute, I think they were like 5-0 or 4-0 for a while.
Oh, nice.
But they're considered one of the top teams. So with they beating. Dude, it's so good. I love Overwatch as a video game. It's so dope. Me and my boys started using those strategies. Like I said when I was talking with Skame, and I told you I was going to talk about it again. It's just so dope. If you like video games, definitely check out Overwatch League. If you like, it's just so good. The characters are diverse as fuck. It's awesome. But the London team and the New York team and the Seoul team are the top three because, you know, those are all Korean teams. And come on. Come on. Ain't nobody beating Koreans in video games.
We just have such fast fingers. Our hand-eye coordination is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. What else is unbelievable? The Olympics will be soon.
In a week. Less than a week. And I'm excited.
I am fucking excited. Curling again.
Hockey and...
hockey and gym, skatings,
figure skating. Ooh, I love figure skating.
Skiing, all the shit. It's going down.
Some Michaela Schifrin, some Lindsey Vonn, some Colorado down, girls.
Fam. Yeah,
win some medals. And I'll start caring about sports I don't care about.
Right. For
bobsledding.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for bobsledding. Yeah, that shit is.
I'm all about four man bobsled.
That shit is intense.
Skeleton is crazy just because those people are nuts.
Oh,
man. How can we make bobsledding and lugeing more dangerous?
Right.
But yeah, so I'm excited. Looking forward to the opening ceremonies on Friday. I imagine Samsung will have a good, Seoul or Pyeongchang will have a good opening.
I'm
interested to see what the Koreans bring to the table.
Are you gonna be dishonored if they don't bring anything dope?
I don't know. I won't really. It's gonna be like 3 hours. You know how these things go.
It should be dope though, because Koreans do dope shit.
You know, before it'd be like Matt Lauer being like, and here they represent. This is representing the founding of Korea. As you can see, the two figures represent. You know, the sun and the moon as they dance across the sky. It's fucking just Matt lovely, Matt. But he's gone.
He's gone.
He's a creep.
Creep.
So I guess it's going to be Bob Costas. I don't know.
Bob Nick Costas.
But yeah, I'm a little surprised he wasn't like outed as a creep.
I know. Maybe he's just a nice dude that asks tough questions.
Yeah, maybe Costas isn't. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I enjoy the Olympics. I know there's a lot of fucked up stuff about them there's not to like, but you know, Korea's fine. They can handle a derelict stadium or two if they need to.
Word.
You know, and I don't know how much massive debt they went into for this, but I'm sure it was substantial.
Yep.
Just because that's how the Olympics work.
And yep.
That's awful, but you know what? It's cool, too.
It's fucking dope. It's one of the few times the world gets together.
Yeah. I'll care about snowboarding.
And we still
hear
hate.
Hear that, snowboarders?
We get together, but we still hate each other.
Yeah.
It's so great. So great.
Snap! Here's my rooting. It goes America, South Korea, and then it goes... North America as a whole, like continent. So like, you know, Canada, Mexico, any of those.
Right.
And then any Western hemisphere. Yes. And then like European countries.
You are fucking retarded.
That's how my rooting interest goes. And then like,
oh, you're fucking stupid.
So that's, you know, you're from any of those countries, and those countries I've named before those countries aren't involved, then I will root for your country.
Oh my god. Oh shit, that was fucking great.
What? I believe Western Hemisphere is the Western Hemisphere.
The Western Hemisphere. Oh my god.
Hashtag Western Hemisphere Pride.
Shut up.
I'm sorry you don't have pride in your hemisphere, in our hemisphere, Jean. Why don't you go over to Eastern Hemisphere?
I can't even breathe. Shut up. Oh my god. Oh, we love you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Oh,
happy
follow
Super
us.
Sunday.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at TMS Report. Follow us on Instagram at TMS Report. Oh, God. Follow Julian.
I'm at Instagram on Jimmy Blinks X, and I'm on Twitter at Julian C. Mitchell.
I'm at the Beatnik at THE numbers 1 and 3. Eat Nick. Peace.
Love you.
Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put in work. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put in work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad boys in the motel. Now your bitch give me head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting riots. Marsh pitting on your toenails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a old jail. T-Ferg did 15. In the feds getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They ain't let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Bone piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new shovel.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it work.
All my niggas put it work.
I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new shovel.
Brought me a new shovel.
Put these niggas in the dirt.
Niggas in.
Chain with the new bezel.
Brought me some new bezel.
All my niggas put it work.
Brought me some better belts. Man, I wanna see my jeweler. Woo, and I read up. Went and bought some new jewels. Hit the card dealer. Woo, woo, read up. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? Many bitches need us. Ooh, I just taste the Miley, yummy. New, I just read up. Dipping dabbing in some new designer. I just dip and dab with the semi touch. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, trying to act tough. I got an activist, homie, nigga, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this building. We fucked around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new Chevy. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. All my niggas put it work. Looking down, I know he see me blowing up. My grandma will be so proud. Up in heaven, yeah, beginning. Know my brother see me, I'ma make my bro proud. Told his mama I'ma take her out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bros down ASAP till a nigga dive. You didn't know what well, you know now. I gotta get in my zone now. I gotta get in my zone now. Only a couple of more down. Mama gon' get a new home now. Teach Marty Baller how to be a boss. So none of us ever go broke now. I'ma bring you to the water, swim, nigga. I cannot bring you the boat now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new Chevy.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it work.
All my niggas put it
work. I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.